3 John 2 in the Passion Translation says, "Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health as your soul is prospering." Nothing torments the soul more than the person who believes they're not in right relationship with God. And today we want to talk about having the right heart. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Sometimes we think that our relationship with God is based off what we did or did not do, but our relationship with God is strictly based off of what Jesus Christ has done for us. It's a free gift given to us. And if we don't believe that we're in right relationship with God, then we won't, as it says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, approach God boldly in our prayers. We'll have timid prayers. We'll have short prayers. We won't be as confident. We won't be, watch this, as relational. We'll approach God as they did the Wizard of Oz, as opposed to our Heavenly Father who wants to have a personal relationship. We'll feel ashamed. We'll feel guilty. But God doesn't want us to do that.
I agree. And more specifically to this prayer time, listen, if you're a person that said, "Man, I really wanted to join in the 21 days of prayer, but maybe a couple of days last week I missed the prayer time, or maybe I didn't have time, or my life was super busy and I just didn't live up to my expectations," I want to encourage you. It does not matter. Let's not put yourself through that condemnation. Just the fact that you're praying, just the fact that you're here is all He needs. And so I want to encourage you, whether you're starting today or whether you just want to jump back in, come on and jump back in. God is waiting for you. He's waiting to hear your voice and minister to your heart words of grace and peace and truth.
And sometimes when we miss it, there's this feeling of sorrow. There's this feeling of, oh no, I let God down. I let my expectation down. What is He going to think of me? Well, 1 John 2 says, "If your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart." So He's ready right now, whenever, wherever, however you are, to just listen to you and to be there for you. So in your heart today, just know and have confidence to go to God with all boldness. And as you do, you'll receive as you pray according to His word. So let's have a powerful time in prayer, and we will see you on tomorrow. God bless.